Our guest today is Toby Barton, Program Manager of the Nevada Reduced Sexual Assault, Stalking, and Violence Program within the Center for the Application of Substance Abuse Technologies at the University of Nevada, Reno. Thank you for being here, Toby.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne.
Let's begin with a definition. What is the Nevada Reduced Sexual Assault, Stalking, and Violence Program?
So it's a relatively small and new program here at UNR, but we hope that it's going to have a really big impact on the community. So the program is intended to reduce interpersonal violence and enable UNR to be a place where the students are empowered to prevent and to respond to violence, and where victims of violence here on campus and in the community have access to a full range of options for receiving support and for holding perpetrators accountable for their actions. We really hope to create a campus community where everyone is anti-interpersonal violence and where those who have been victimized have lots of choices for how to heal and how to receive support. So when I'm talking about interpersonal violence, I'm talking about sexual assault. So that's any kind of sexual contact or behavior that is unwanted, that occurs without the explicit consent of the recipient. So this can include anything that's pressured, anything that's unwanted or forced sexual behavior. And it also includes sexual contact with somebody who may be incapacitated because they're on drugs or because they have consumed alcohol. We're also talking about domestic and dating violence and stalking.
How did the university become involved with this program? And I understand there's an associated grant.
There is. So the program is supported by a federal grant that was awarded from the Office on Violence Against Women. The grant program overall for the country started in 1999, and UNR was just awarded for the first time this past October of 2015. It's a three-year grant. Total funding is $300,000 for the university. And we were really humbled to discover that out of over 145 applications, only 27 campuses were funded. And we think the main reason that we were funded for this grant is because the campus has really been working hard to lay the foundations for the work that we plan to do. And just applying for the grant required the full support and buy-in from the UNR community, all the way from the president's office down through the student body.
What tells us that there is a need for such a program on campus?
So I don't think it's a big surprise to anybody that UNR is located in a state where we don't have a great record on violence against women. In fact, for five of the last 8 years, Nevada was ranked first in the nation for the homicide rate of women who were murdered by men. We're doing a little bit better. We're ranked sixth now, but still, it doesn't look great for women. And it's not just that big picture. Unfortunately, sexual assault also occurs right here on the UNR community. The UNR Student Health Service says that they believe about 50% of UNR students have experienced some kind of power-based violence. We know from a survey that was conducted in 2014 that probably about 2,200 students every year on campus experience some kind of sexual violence. So the numbers are pretty big and pretty scary. It happens to men and women. Lesbian, gay, bisexual students are slightly more likely to be victims. And we also know that a really small percentage of those people actually report the event to off-campus police or to a campus representative, and as many as 25% don't talk to anybody about it. So, you know, over the 4 years on campus, about one in four women will experience sexual assault, and we know that most of them aren't going to talk about it to anybody.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Ann McMillan, and today we are talking with Toby Barton of the Center for the Application of Substance Abuse Technologies at the University. We're talking about the Nevada Reduced Sexual Assault, Stalking, and Violence Program. Toby, how does one become involved with this program on the prevention side, say as a volunteer?
Contact us. We want to get everybody on campus involved. We can get you involved as a peer educator. We can get you involved talking about planning or helping with events. We have bystander intervention training available. So this is training on how you can use your voice and use your actions to stop violence. We can train students in the campus community on how to have a conversation with somebody who they think might be at risk to make sure everything is okay, or how to establish really clear norms in our community that violence won't be tolerated. So when I say bystander intervention, to be an active bystander basically just means that if you see somebody who's in a tricky situation, say something. Help them get home from a party. Speak up to your peers about consent. Talk about what it means to have a healthy relationship with your friends and with your partner. You know, the message really has to come from and be spread among peers in this community. And so we really are looking forward to working with a wide range of students across the campus to build these programs. I'll also say that to become involved, you know, you can start as small as in your own relationship. So talk to your partner about consent. Get consent before sexual activity every single time. You can work to request a training for your own club or your group or your student peers, your residential halls or your organization. And then for parents and other community members, communicate with the university about how important this issue is. Find out what services are available for students and what's being provided on this campus. The more people that we can engage, the stronger this program is going to be.
What should students, faculty, or staff do if they are a victim of sexual assault on campus?
So first of all, they should know that they have options. They can seek assistance and get support in complete confidence. And they have the ability to choose what's right for them. There isn't a single path for everybody who experiences sexual violence. Somebody who does become victimized by sexual assault or other types of violence should know that they have the right to be treated well, that they have the right to respect no matter what they choose to do. Obviously, if somebody is really in danger, they should call 911. They can also talk to the victim services advocate here on campus. Her name's Nichelle Sieri. She's available 24/7, and she can talk to anyone about their options for getting a free forensic exam. She can talk about options around reporting to law enforcement. She can talk about counseling. She can talk about how to report anonymously. And she can connect anybody who's experienced violence to services on or off campus. UNR has a 24-hour sexual assault hotline people can call. And as a friend, if you know somebody who's experienced violence or who says they have, you know, I would just say make sure to believe them when they say that. Avoid blaming or criticizing and really help them make their own choices. And if you see or witness any violence or the threat of violence, make sure to intervene in a way that's going to be safe.
Is this program just for women student victims?
No, it certainly isn't. The program's available for everybody in the campus community, so it's not just limited to students, but faculty and staff. And many of the community support that's available, from the local crisis call center to the victim advocacy centers in town, are available to everybody, not just students. I think it's also important to remember that sexual assault doesn't just happen to women. So there's not just one kind of person. You can't close your eyes and imagine what somebody looks like who might be sexually assaulted. It happens to everybody. Sexual assault happens to men. Sexual assault happens to people with disabilities. Rates of sexual assault are especially high among those who are in the LGBTQ community. Transgender individuals experience sexual assault as high as 50%. So it's a program that encompasses everybody, and we want to hear voices from everybody.
Do you have program specifics in place yet?
A lot of pieces are in place, and many more are going to be developed over the 3 years of this grant, with the goal that the programs that we develop will be sustainable long term. So resources for survivors are already in place. Mandatory education for all incoming students is a piece of the grant that we will be putting in place probably coming this fall for the incoming freshmen. A lot of education programs are already being developed and delivered to classes and to clubs, to the Faculty Senate, to the Student Senate. And we have a team. We're really excited that we've been able to pull a team together from campus police, from the campus disciplinary board, and from those involved in education on campus who will be attending some really in-depth, intense training institutes and bringing all of that information back to the campus. We're at a really exciting place here where we can imagine at UNR's campus that maybe I won't come and talk about a 1 in 4 statistic, but I'll be talking about 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 or a community where sexual assault is going to be really rare, and it's very exciting to be at that precipice in history where we can really see and touch and feel the change happening around us.
Thank you, Toby, for being with us today to discuss the reduction of sexual assault on the University of Nevada campus. To become involved with this program on a volunteer level, contact Justine Hernandez at 775-682-8539. If you are a victim of sexual assault on campus, contact Nichelle Sieri, the campus victim advocate, at 775-771-8724.